A Waihi County Commissioner, Joe Merrick, and others recently spoke to a gathering of leaders interested in agriculture about the relicensing of the Idaho Power Facilities Complex in Hells Canyon. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.
There's another thing that's important to not only you as citizens, but also to agriculture, and that's electricity. One of the things I'd like Dennis to talk about a little bit is the relicensing of the Hells Canyon Dam project.
Just like you all have to relicense your car every year, every other year, we have to relicense our facilities, and one of them being our Hells Canyon complex, which includes Hells Canyon, Oxbow, and our Brownlee reservoirs. We've been working on relicensing those dams for over 15 years. It requires a federal license, and we've gone through many iterations with that over the course of the years, and many binders worth of information and studies. Currently, we've been operating on an annual license. Our license expired in 2004. So since 2005, we've been operating annually on a license from the federal government to continue operating the dams. We're trying to make that to where they give us a 50-year license so that we can continue to operate those facilities over 50 years. The holdup right now that we've been working on and trying to get taken care of at this point is what we call a 401 certification, which is Clean Water Act certification.
Construction crews built Hells Canyon Dam to full height in only 6 months.
I'm David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West, and we do everything we can to keep you up to date on all things agriculture.